I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Breaking news from the Middle East, and this is significant. Moments ago, the Israeli military saying that it conducted a strike against senior Hamas leadership. Multiple explosions reported, not in Gaza, but in the capital city of Doha in Qatar. In Tel Aviv, Greg Palcott's watching that story. And Greg, it's early. What have you learned from there? Hello.
Well, Bill, this war just stepped up by one more step. In the past half hour or so, we have gotten reports that for the very first time, Israel has struck Doha, Qatar, aiming at the Hamas leadership there. Remember, Qatar is one of the two mediating countries, Qatar and Egypt, trying to come up with an end to this war. And now Israel has struck out at the country, but not the country itself, struck out at Hamas leadership, which away from Gaza uses Qatar as a base of operation.
That is a major escalation by Israel against Hamas, striking Qatar, which has simply served as a base, a safe haven, basically, for Hamas leadership and Iranian leadership. I'm glad to see that they're making it clear you're not going to be safe anywhere. Until we end the war with Hamas, we will go anywhere. No official response from Qatar. They are, of course, going to be lodging complaints, as already other nations are doing so, fearing that what if they come to our place? Are you going to come hit us? Very likely possible. This intel Israel was using was obviously right to the point. They knew that top leadership, five of the top leaders of Hamas, were in that region, in this particular housing area in Qatar. And they also knew that several Iranian leaders were meeting with them. Do you think they were meeting just to share drinks and stories? Of course not. They're plotting for the continued destruction of Israel. And the IDF said enough and targeted specifically where they were meeting. I've often asked repeatedly, I do not know or understand why Qatar continued to serve as this base of refuge. The first response is for many, well, they have to meet somewhere. If you're going to have them talk, you got to provide some safe haven. But Qatar has gone beyond that numerous times. Maybe now we'll see a reset. Thanks for joining us. Hour number one, Larry Connors, USA. Here we are, September 9, 2025, and I remind you, with Larry Connors USA, you will get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You will know more when we finish this hour than you do at this very moment. I also remind you, when we're on the air from 6 to 8, Monday through Friday, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. You go to Rumble at News Talk STL, or News Talk STL Facebook, Twitter, Larry Connors USA, Rumble, or Facebook. And everything goes up later as a podcast. So if you miss anything, audio or video, you can get it at News Talk STL or LarryConnorsUSA.com and, of course, Larry Connors USA Facebook. And let me take a moment to remind you again. If you have a phone, you have us in your palm wherever you go. So even if you're beyond our radio signals, 101.9, 94.1, two great FM signals, but by FCC, we're limited as to how far we can go. And radio signals often get static and interruptions. If you use your cell phone and go to Newstalk STL, our free app, put it on your phone, you push two buttons, you're listening to whatever is on the air at that very moment. It is so simple. And you can listen from anywhere. And I mean anywhere. Yeah. If you're in Qatar right now, you could be listening. This attack, as it was carried out, I'm going to get into in more detail, but let me give you a preview of what's to come in today's program. In our next hour, there's a big battle underway in an Arizona state Supreme Court in 2 days. This does affect you, even though it's in Arizona. The Goldwater Institute is fighting on behalf of you. There's been a ruling that if you give money to a nonprofit group, in Arizona, the law has been written that they must publish your name, your address, and everything else. You're giving it to a nonprofit group. These disclosure laws basically are meant to target anyone supporting groups that might be against the leftist view. That's exactly what they're doing. It is basically trying to dox everyone who contributes. We're going to get into that in the second hour of my guest. Again, a representative, legal representative from the Goldwater Institute. Later this hour, a major event happened on this date, 1974. Does that ring a bell with you? Before we wrap up today's program, you'll get more education. Now back to the issue with Qatar. Qatar says Israel did target residential buildings housing the Hamas members. They were in Doha, the capital of Qatar, and they definitely were targeting only that area. They were not trying to strike beyond that. Israel made it clear we're simply trying to go after these. And Netanyahu is warning this is only the beginning, as they are also ordering full evacuation of Gaza City. Israel is through playing around. If the Hamas members want to try to hold together to live, they will have to put their weapons down, release all hostages. They're not likely to do it. Even though Israel has made an offer to them that basically is staggering when you look at the numbers, Israel has offered, and Hamas has rejected, the terms that were proposed by President Trump to release the remaining Israeli hostages. Over the weekend, Special Envoy Steve Witkoff conveyed that proposal. It was basically an opportunity to release more than 1,000, maybe 2,000 hostages, Hamas terrorists being held by Israel in exchange for the last of the hostages they were holding. They don't want to do it. And you know why? Because they think that is still their bargaining chip. Well, today's strike is changing everything. Former U.S. station chief for the CIA, Dan Hoffman.
There's clearly no safe zone for Hamas, and this is an escalation by Israel. But it's worth emphasizing that there was a Hamas delegation in Doha led by their leader Khalil al-Hayya, and another senior official, their co-chair, Khaled Mishal, who spent a lot of time in Doha. They were meeting with senior Iranian officials, including the Iranian foreign minister. And so Israel decided to take this opportunity to take out the Hamas terrorist leadership. There are issues here, intelligence questions about, you know, obviously they knew where these guys were, but all the work that the Israelis had to do to ensure that there was no collateral damage on innocent civilians in Qatar's capital city. It's an escalation diplomatically, and Israel will have to deal with the ramifications of that in their bilateral relationship with Doha. But Israel has emphasized that if Hamas doesn't release all the hostages, then Israel will take further action and escalate their strikes in Gaza and their military operations there. And obviously that now it's clear it doesn't exclude Israeli operations outside of Israel.
That is the point. We will continue to come after you wherever you are. Now, on our streets, Chicago is now being targeted by ICE. We knew they were going to. The word got announced by an NBC station.
Operation Midway Blitz is now underway here in Illinois.
And according to DHS, the ICE crackdown targets undocumented immigrants with criminal records. But we're still working to confirm what the department has shared. NBC5's Jen Shawn joins us now live from the museum campus with the community response to this and details on the additional protests that are ahead. Jen?
At least two of them scheduled for today, Evrod and Michelle, as people are making their voices heard as we are seeing federal immigration action here in Chicago kick up. It is something that President Trump hinted at over the weekend with that Truth Social post. Yesterday in Brighton Park, immigrant advocates said they had already been alerted that a few people were taken by federal agents in that area. North Suburban Evanston's mayor says he was alerted his area could also be a target of ICE operations. We have not seen widespread raids at this point. Those pushing back say they won't live in fear.
They wanted a wall? Look at this beautiful wall of defense. They wanted a wall? They wanted a wall? We're going to show them how we protect our own.
That wall of brown, black, mixed white, Asian behind her, supposedly is the wall of we're going to protect our own. You are not protecting American citizens. You're protecting illegals. Once again, the left wants to take whatever they can and conjure up not a fact, but magic. It does not pass the smell test. An Arizona congresswoman said ICE is a rogue agency and then said if they're not going to stop ICE, if they're not going to take funding from ICE, then I will fight to keep our government from being funded. Really? Yeah, really. That's her plan anyway. Pressure is mounting for New York City Mayor Adams to get out of the race to ensure that Mondani does not win. Trump even offering Adams an ambassador positionship. But Adams is not moving.
I respect the opinions of others. They can have their opinions. But the fact of the matter, the voters decide who are the next mayor of the city of New York. It's That's the good. Voters. Just because people yell at you and call you names, and just because a number of people ask you to step down or don't do what you believe you're supposed to do, you're supposed to succumb to that? That's not what I do. I'm a fighter. I fight for the That's people good. Of the city of New York. Just because the loudest are saying something, you may consider that pressure.
And he's not going to give in. That's Chicago Mayor Adams. Of course, the thought was by Trump trying to get him out of the way, it would clear the way for Cuomo to make sure that there is not a chance Mondani gets in. With the current numbers and the race split as it is, even fractions that Adams has could be damaging and help Mondani succeed. Cuomo has the next biggest lead, but he's obviously not going to pull out either. Curtis Sliwa, the Republican, is still looking good, but it's not clear that he could win, as things stand as I'm speaking. But you know how it is in politics. Flip a coin, you're on the other side. John Katsimatidis, who is the head of a major energy group, said, I've been pouring money into the campaign, but I have one goal in mind.
I've been running a campaign of anybody but Mondani. And I think that's very important. The fact is, and the people and the citizens of the United States and the citizens of New York have to know this. This Mondani character is a created character. And I believe everybody in our federal government knows it, and the investigative part of our federal government knows it. And the fact is that in June, July, he had 1% of the vote. All of a sudden, $50 million shows up to hire an army worth of people to go out and promote him. That is a lot of money. I mean, it smells. I mean, a lot of it came, according to the New York Post, it was that it was the Soros people.
No surprise.
It was another person from Singapore that's getting Chinese money. Another report said the New York Post was Qatar because they're funding his mother. But this is a created character. And if they, the Department of Justice or whoever, could create the proof that he knew there was foreign money helping him, that is very, I mean, he should be knocked out of the race.
He should be. And there should be criminal charges filed. They should be. Will that happen? Again, that's John Katsimatidis, the CEO of your United Refining Company, and he says, my campaign is anybody but this socialist. The rank-and-file Democrats are lurching farther left and getting more likely to like socialism. This is after a late poll released that shows, according to the Gallup poll, 42% of Democrats view capitalism favorably. 42%? 66% have a positive view of socialism. Well, then why the hell don't you pick up and go to a socialist country? AP reports these results show a gradual but persistent shift in Democrat support for the two ideologies over the last 15 years. Socialism rising, capitalism falling. The shifts underscore deep divisions within the party about whether open support for socialism will hurt the Democrats' ability to reach moderates or galvanize greater support for those who are concerned about issues like, oh, the cost of living. That's as it's reported by the Associated Press. Democrats under 50 are much less likely to favor capitalism. Those 50 and older, they're still hanging in with capitalism. They know what built this country. And many of them have relatives, and maybe they themselves, escaped from a country run on socialism, Marxism, communism. They know what that story leads to. But these numbers are not good. Democrats praising socialism and condemning capitalism. New information on the Epstein case, including Trump's name. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years that Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor, I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
Another day, must be another roofer in town. And John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it, and we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The Oak Street Inn and Lounge has some great news. The Speakeasy will now be open on Sundays, starting at 2. Open to the public. Great for those in the industry who want to enjoy a Sunday fun day. Plus, enjoy sushi and cocktails. What more could you want? You want to make sure you get the code. And how do you get the code to the Speakeasy? You go to the Facebook, Oak Street Inn and Lounge Facebook. I'll see you at Oak Street Inn and Lounge in Cottleville.
This is News Talk STL.
I guess I grew up on an older road. A pedal to the metal, always did what I told. Until I found out that my brand new clothes came secondhand from the rich kids next door. And I grew up fast, I guess I grew up mean. There's a thousand things inside my head I wish I ain't seen. And now I just wander through a real bad dream. Or feeling like I'm coming apart at the seams. But thank you, Jack Daniels, old number seven. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven and I.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
And it is day 232 of the second Trump administration. Today, House Democrats released an image of the birthday message Donald Trump allegedly sent to sex offender Jeffrey Epstein back in 2003. It shows the outline of a naked woman with the text of an imagined conversation between Trump and Epstein, where they have agreed they have certain things in common. Then Trump says, enigmas never age. Have you noticed that? Trump's alleged signature is at the bottom, in between the woman's hips. The letter was part of the documents the House Oversight Committee subpoenaed from Epstein's estate. The Wall Street Journal reported on the existence of it earlier this year, and Trump sued the paper for $10 billion, denying he had anything to do with it. Today, the White House is still denying that it's the president's signature on the letter and said Trump plans to press ahead with this lawsuit.
Well, that's where we stand at this point with some of the latest Epstein information. I have told you from the beginning, I want everything to do with Epstein as long as it's not vilifying and distorting and hurting a victim that's already been victimized once. And I told you, even if it involves Donald Trump, I want it all evident. This is one of those pieces of evidence. Now, Trump is denying it. I'll come to his denial in a moment. But as they described by MSNBC, there is a document, a page that shows a silhouette of a woman, and yes, a storyline in it as she described, and then what appears to be Donald Trump's signature between her hips in the pubic area. Now, Trump denies the birthday drawing. And he also says, not my signature. The New York Times says, if you're going to trust them, that the signature matches his personal signature. Well, then again, does that mean that he signed it? No. I'm not willing to let it go there. I'm just saying, make sure we have facts and know what is fact and what is supposition. This does not prove anything other than he signed or sent something to Epstein for his birthday party, which Trump is now calling the birthday party dead issue. He doesn't want to discuss it. I would understand him not wanting to discuss it, but I'd like a lot more clarity. Well, he's already said the signature is not mine. Do you believe that? You want my opinion? I know you didn't ask for it, but I'm going to give it to you. I think he did sign it. I think he's responsible for some of the wording that appears on that woman's silhouette. does that mean that he's guilty of anything involving Epstein Island and victimization of human trafficking with women or children? No, it does not. But if there's a clear fact in front of you, don't ignore it. And don't try to make excuses for it. Just simply say, yes, I signed it. It was his birthday party. That's the end of that. Now it's a dead issue. Maybe, maybe not. Trump is refusing to discuss it in any more detail. The House Democrats made sure that this was one of the pieces that got released. Obviously, they're cherry-picking what they want, trying to find a way to destroy Donald Trump. And you cannot deny how the left is looking to destroy him. They've been doing that all these years. Trump told NBC News in a brief phone call, I don't comment on something that's a dead issue. I give or gave all comments to the staff. It's a dead issue. And he declined to discuss it further. That is not going to put the end of it. That will not be the period on the story. He knows that. But again, he denied he wrote the letter. White House officials on Monday dismissing it. And they argued the signature did not match the president's current signature. But they have earlier instances of the signature from the president that do appear similar. The letter was sent in 2003. It was first reported by the Wall Street Journal. And that is when the president sued the journal and its parent company, publisher, and two reporters for defamation. The newspaper is still standing by its reporting. The letter concludes with a depiction of Trump saying, a pal is a wonderful thing. Happy birthday. May every day be another wonderful secret. And then what appears to be his signature. I cannot stress to you enough, if Trump was involved in anything that happened with Epstein, I want it public. But I also believe that if he had been involved to the extent they want you to think, then they would have made it wall-to-wall coverage from the beginning. They don't have that kind of proof. Doesn't mean it didn't happen. Now, I know some of you are saying, well, Larry, do you have Trump's back or not? I have the back of the American people and our Constitution. And if he was involved in any way beyond a birthday gathering note, and even if it might have sounded salacious, secretive, anything of that nature, so be it. We already know Trump has often been characterized as rude and obscene. We know that. We know that when he first ran, talking about grabbing women by the, you remember. I'm not a saint, and we're not electing a saint for president. If so, we would never get a president. But I do want the truth. By the way, you should know about a blow-up that happened with Treasury Secretary Bessent the other day. This is reported by Politico, and this is a pretty big deal on one hand as to what Bessent said. It was an event supposed to be a celebration, an anticipated inaugural dinner at the executive branch, the ultra-exclusive Georgetown Club created by and for Trump World's Uber Rich, a birthday party for a MAGA-friendly podcaster. Now, again, a private dinner, dozens of administration officials, close advisors. This is reported by Politico. They talk about a long table for some 30 guests all set. They were all sitting there, everyone from Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, Commerce Secretary Lutnick, Burgum, Brooke Rollins, Director of National Intel Gabbard, and so forth and so on. In the midst of this cocktail hour, Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, lashed out at Pulte. he had heard that Pulte and several at the Federal Housing Finance Agency under this director had been bad-mouthing him to Trump. That's Pulte's position, head of the Federal Housing Finance Agency. And he wasn't apparently willing to engage in a chit-chat. The words as quoted by Politico, and I'm going to have to clean them up for you, Bessent told Pulte, "Why the F are you talking to the president about me? F you. I'm going to punch you in your effing face." Well, so much for a Georgetown cocktail party. Pulte appeared stunned, according to the Politico reporter. A tense encounter provided the club co-owner and financier to involve, but Bessent wasn't having it. One witness said he wanted to be kicked out if it was going to come down to it. He said, "It's either me or him. You tell me who's getting the F out of here. Or we could go outside." Pulte asked, "To do what? Talk? No. I'm going to beat your effing ass." This is a gloves-off conversation. Now, whether Pulte has been trying to undermine Bessent with his people at the Federal Housing Finance Agency, I don't know. But one insider called this totally bonkers, and the whole thing was unhinged. Well, that points to Bessent more than it does Pulte, since Bessent was the one who jumped the gun on it. They have been a turf war over mortgage grants and other economic matters, according to the Trump administration. Allies are drawing closer to Bessent than Pulte, but maybe not enough. So Bessent feels that he doesn't have time for drama and backstabbing. We'll keep our eye on that. I mean, I always love a good fist fight. But again, watch out going to these Georgetown social cocktails. Coming up, targeting the drug cartel, and we're going after them hard. Stand by, please.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I can tell you how to get a free quick quiz to see how artificial intelligence can boost your company's potential. You go to priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. St. Louis Business Magazine listing PRI as one of the leading IT companies, and PRI has its own AI lab to develop what your business needs. PRIglobal.ai, PRIglobal.ai. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport and be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more 5-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation, rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson, superior products, exceptional service.
Hey,
Hey, if you're 50 or older, you do not want to take any risk with your money. In fact, you want Leslie Consulting. My friend Bob Leslie can show you a gain and retain plan. It means that you never lose. Plus, you get up to a 20% bonus on day one. Leslie Consulting, a leader in brokerage and risk management. 314-721-0066. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
A massive nationwide crackdown on the deadly Sinaloa cartel has led to more than 600 arrests, officials said. The week-long operation included 171 suspects in New England and targeted one of the world's most powerful drug trafficking organizations. The Drug Enforcement Administration announced Monday that from August 25th to 29th, agents arrested 617 people linked to the cartel across 23 U.S. field divisions. The operation, called a DEA surge, also seized a large haul of drugs, firearms, and cash. Among the seizures, 480 kilograms of fentanyl powder, 2,209 kilograms of methamphetamine, 7,469 kilograms of cocaine, 16.5 kilograms of heroin, more than 714,000 counterfeit pills, 420 firearms, and $11 million in cash.
$11 million in cash and all of that taken from the cartel. That hits them to some extent. And all those drugs recovered, it was a major operation. And it was all carried out and only unveiled after they had everyone they had targeted in custody. No doubt when the arrests were underway and they were trying to be simultaneous at various locations, some word probably got out to some of the cartel members they were looking for. These were cartel members basically living in the Northeast. That's one network. What you have to keep in mind, they're all over our nation. Thank you, Joe Biden, for letting them in. And they continue. You have to keep in mind how many deaths they are blamed for already in our nation because of what they have brought in. This collection of the drugs that we got in this raid is a major number, but it is not but a drop in the bucket. If you look at what we have seized, those we have arrested, it's a fraction. I'd like to tell you that it is everything, but it's not. And that is why Trump is willing to expand the war against the drug cartels and their trafficking beyond our borders, hitting that vessel loaded with drugs and cartel members leaving Venezuela. Once it was in international waters, vaporized. What we can look going forward to happen, I'll tell you this, I'm not telling you anything these guys have not thought of, believe me. If they think, if they have even the suspicion that someone might be sending word to us as to what they're going to do next time they're moving cargo like that, they will have children on board. They will do exactly the same cowardly tactics Hamas has been doing in Gaza. Surround themselves with innocent people, and especially children. You don't dare hit us now, do you? But we also have to weigh that against if the drugs got into our nation, how many we would lose of our own children and adults. Fentanyl being brought in and mixed with other drugs, heroin, cocaine, even counterfeit pills, as they were talking about, that they collected, can be deadly. Some people might take it and not have an immediate reaction. And they might be fine the first time, maybe even the second time. But one pill could kill 10 to 15 grams is enough to kill. It's 500, or rather 50 times stronger than heroin, 100 times stronger than morphine. Just 2 milligrams of fentanyl equals 12 to 15 grams of table salt. That would be a lethal dose. Put some table salt in front of you. Spill a few grains out on their table. If that were fentanyl, it would be enough to kill you if taken all at one time. And there are too many kids still experimenting. If you have a child or grandchild, they may be very good students, top of their class. They don't do anything wrong. But they get mixed in the wrong crowd. They end up at the wrong party. Who knows what's going into their drink? We've had to warn children in the past, especially girls, about date rape drugs. I don't want that to happen to them either. But giving them marijuana at a party, hey, everybody, it's marijuana, man. It's being sold everywhere. And yes, it is. But if you don't get it from a qualified licensed distributor, you don't know what's happened to it. And I mean, you get it direct from them. Don't take the word of some friend who says, hey, a buddy got it down at the cannabis store down in the corner. Perfectly legal. But you don't know what happened to it before it's handed to you. And you have to keep in mind the drug cartels are operating all over the world. In Poland, they use their anti-terrorist units and raided a clandestine meth lab near the German border last week. They got three men in custody, two of the chemists tied to the Sinaloa cartel in Mexico, but they're in Poland. Agents seized 300 liters of methamphetamine, 3 tons of various chemicals. They say it was the most significant synthetic drug operation ever in that region. This is Poland, along the German border. Mexican cartels have been devising strategies to set up drug labs in remote areas in Canada, where again they're mass producing meth and fentanyl and then smuggling south into the U.S. or to other nations, Australia and Turkey. Fox Business Network President Peter Schweitzer was talking about this battle against drug cartels and China. He said, I think it's so important that President Trump is taking a strategic approach to the fentanyl crisis. Joe Biden just considered it another healthcare issue. The bottom line is, quoting Peter Schweitzer, this is a Chinese operation. Drug cartels are their junior partners. The chemicals they get coming from China, offloaded in Mexico, which is at a company run by China, shipped up north. The DEA claims some 2,000 Chinese chemists are in our nation that are turning those precursor drugs into a deadly cocktail of fentanyl. and then they press them out as pills. Innocent looking, might even be labeled as an aspirin. Got a headache? Take this, it'll make you feel better. If you take any drug from anyone, even if it's a dear, close friend, know this. You might be jeopardizing your life. And your friend might not intend to do that to you. They might not know. We've already lost too many. And I'm glad to see we're putting up more pressure on the cartels. But we're a long ways from getting rid of this scourge. On this date, 1974, many said our national nightmare is over. It wasn't. What happened on that date? That story when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
The Napoli heritage of fine dining continues with Napoli Kirkwood. Napoli Kirkwood, now open. So add that to Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, and don't forget about Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the district, Chesterfield Valley. All of those locations, plus now, open, Napoli Kirkwood.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
I do believe with all my heart and mind and spirit that I, not as president, but as a humble servant of God, will receive justice without mercy if I fail to show mercy. Finally, I feel that Richard Nixon and his loved ones have suffered enough and will continue to suffer no matter what I do, no matter what we as a great and good nation can do together to make his goal of peace come true. Now, therefore, I, Gerald R. Ford, President of the United States, pursuant to the pardon power conferred upon me by Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution, have granted, and by these presents do grant, a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon for all offenses against the United States which he, Richard Nixon, has committed or may have committed or taken part in.
That, of course, the Watergate story. There were a lot of things that Nixon was doing to fight to stay in office. And he said, our American people need to know the president is not a crook. But it came to a point where select members of Congress went to Nixon and said, we think it's best for our nation, you resign. So Gerald Ford issued the pardon, officially Proclamation 4311, a full unconditional pardon to Richard Nixon for any crimes committed while president. After Ford left the White House in 1977, he justified the pardon of Nixon by carrying in his wallet a pardon of the text of Burdick versus U.S. That was a 1915 Supreme Court case where the dictum stated that a pardon carries an imputation of guilt and that its acceptance carries a confession of guilt. In other words, if I give you a pardon, it suggests you need it. If you accept it, you're admitting you need it. The same could be said now for all the pardons that Biden said for his staff and family. I had a chance to interview Richard Nixon during this time twice. Once in Houston. I had mentioned this before, but for those who haven't heard it, I was working with a TV station in Houston, an ABC station. Nixon flew down to NASA. He wanted to tour the NASA headquarters. When he came out, he went to the crowd gathered to greet him. Reporters and photographers were supposed to be across the way in another little box. I got my photographer. We got in with the crowd. As soon as he stuck his hand out walking along the line, I grabbed it, held on, brought up the mic, and started asking questions. But I asked nothing but softball questions. First time I've ever done that. But I knew the moment I asked a tough question, he would spin on his heels and walk away. As it was, it lasted about 2.5, 3 minutes. Him talking about how great Texas was, the can-do spirit. And that was before his resignation. I interviewed him a second time when he came to St. Louis for a special gathering at the University Club in Clayton. I was told he would not be available for an interview. They were not going to let me in. But I knew when he came out where he was going to be going. So we're stationed there with a photographer. When he came out, again, I shook hands with him, and we started a conversation. It was more of a, how are you holding up with what you're going through? Not condemning him, just trying to get information. Coming up, the Goldwater Institute fighting for you will explain. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. You and I might have something in common. Back pain. I can tell you where I go for help. Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help. On Big Bend, just north of Highway 40. 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details. Plus, gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Question, are you looking to unlock the full potential of artificial intelligence for your business? I want you to meet my friends at PRI Global. named by the St. Louis Business Journal as a leading IT consulting firm. 25 years helping local and worldwide companies. PRI Global has a free survey to determine where your company stands in your AI journey. You simply go to priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. And I also have a phone number, so get ready to copy that number. And I'll remind you that PRI Global has its own AI lab, creating, adapting, developing, pushing the boundaries for what AI can do for you. Here's the number, 636-689-0545, 636-689-0545, or visit priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai.
This is News Talk STL.